Professionals are eager to help you in every way possible to make sure you get the...
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Heather from MJ Harrington. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm following up. I have a customer here. I had emailed you back around the 4th of July about getting tennis bracelet links. And
yes.
You had said you were going to reach out to the manufacturer to see if that was something that they would, it's an older style bracelet, to see if they had any links they would sell us.
Yes. I believe I had called back, but that was something that was not available anymore. Yes, I tried catching you base back on the 20th. Unfortunately,
so
that style is not available anymore in that type of bracelet with the manufacturer.
Okay. So question would be, because this originally came from you and you guys do the diamond exchange, could we trade this in toward an 8-inch and do the price difference?
Yeah, so we would have to do custom, and jewelry is 85%. Let's see, it's like a 15% restocking fee.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd have to mail this to you to get an estimate, right? Because you got to see what it is.
Remind me of the P number is, and then I can go based off of that with my buyer and see what we have in the custom route for 8-inch.
Sure. So it's P246861.
Okay.
14 karat white.
And then we need the same thing, but in 8-inch. The style is going to be different, though, is the one thing I do want to tell you. It's going to be so straight line.
Well, this is straight line, but what do you mean? How would it be different?
Here, let me.
It's going to be a little four-prong settings.
Right? It'll still be a four-prong setting, but it won't be exact. You know how it's like the chunkier gold along the side? It'll be more basket-type style instead.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, so just be open underneath. Like
correct. Yep.
Solid. Okay, gotcha.
Yep, instead of the solid. That's where the manufacturer steps, like making them, especially in the one-carat total weights. So I'll get the quote here for you, but in 8-inch. Obviously, price is going to be more because price of gold is much different than back then.
I know. That's why I didn't know if you knew offhand or about what. Maybe I can see what we got it at. Stand by. I don't know how long ago we got it. Probably
here. I can take a look here. Bear with me.
Oh, you can find it there.
Yep. I can pull it up and based on, like, when it was marked sold.
Right. Good. Yeah, because then I'll have to go to our old system to find out how much we received it at.
Yep. Let me see. Total invoice. Bear with me. I want to say it was $13.50, but there's a total invoice in the billing, so bear with me. It was from July 2nd of 2024.
2024 is when we got it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be in the new system. Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, that was because you guys had two bracelets sell during then. So, yes, you paid $13.50.
Okay. Son of a gun. I can't even with this.
My guess is it's going to probably be closer to 2 to 25, but... I can't give you that for sure right now. I'll have to ask to see how much it'll be with the custom.
Okay. All right. If you could get back to me with that estimate, that'd be fantastic.
Yep. Yep. As soon as I get back to me, I'll give you a holler.
Okay.
And then obviously I'll give you all the specs, but if we do end up going the custom route, it's invoice only, no return, okay? And that includes trade moving forward.
Okay.
Okay?
What do you mean trade moving forward?
So if they do end up wanting to go with the new bracelet, because it's a custom and it's not part of our current like program jewelry, it will not be eligible for trade after the new piece.
Okay. No worries. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.